Okay, let's begin our discussion of Parshas Achrimos Kedoshim. Tafshin Pei Hei, there is so much to say, jam-packed Parshios as we have in front of us, and we'll do what we can as we always do. Says the start off with a thought that we mentioned many years ago, but I'd like to repeat it. The beginning of the Parshas Achrimos, we know, is the Avodas Yom HaKippurim. All the details, Torah Shebech Sav has a lot of details, Torah Shebal Peh, as Rashi quotes, modifies some of the details, but the most significant, one might say, Avoda, I shouldn't say that, there's many, but Tzir Lazazel is, but it's the only time the Kohen Gadol goes into the Kodesh Kodashim, the whole year, and he goes in with a number of times, he goes in to sprinkle some various bloods, but also, of course, to do the Haktaras Haktaras. As you know, the Pasuk tells us that Lokach Malo Machta, Pasuk Yud Gimel, Gachali Eish, Me'alam Ezbeach Lefnei Hashem. It takes a big shovel full of hot coals, and he takes the ktores, that's the finely grinded ktores, and he puts down the hot coal shovel. The Gemara says this is avodah kasha shebe mikdash. How are we able to do this? You have to put down the coals and the ktores, and you can't drop any, and it has to be perfect, and you have to use your right hand, because very hard, very hard. Avodah kasha shebe mikdash. The Gemara says that about a few things, but this is one of them. But the halacha is that he goes in, he doesn't put it on the coals outside and then bring it into the Kodesh Kadashim. The halacha is, as is quoted in source number one for the Gemara in Yuma Nun Gimel, the Kohen Gadol doesn't put the Ktores onto the hot coals outside, smoke it to start, and then bring it into the Kodesh Kadashim. No. You bring it in and then you only turn on the smoke, so to speak. You only put the Ktores onto the coals in the Kodesh Kadashim, then the smoke starts, and then the Kohen Gadol goes out. Right? That's Shlo Yisakim Yibachus V'Yachnis. And the Gemara says, the Tztukim believed the other way. The Tztukim believed in, you gotta light it up outside first. Lahotzi Milibin Shal Tztukim. The Gemara quotes five or six times that the Tztukim had a different belief than the Prushim. And here the Tztukim said, no, you light the fire outside. You light the smoke outside, and then you bring it in. So just two thoughts about symbolism. Why is it so important and crucial that we really know you got to go inside the Kodesh Kodashim and then light it and then it spreads out? So two thoughts. You have it here quoted in the Mayan Shel Torah. First from the Divrei Shaarei Chaim. Manig Yehudi Amiti Mavir Tchila Belibo. You want to put other people on fire? You got to be on fire yourself first. You got to go inside and light yourself on fire. And then is the only chance that you'll be able to light other people on fire. Verak Oz, who machres has lavas gamali bosim shalachirim. Shehu omer lezulas drama yosem in alev. If I feel it, if I'm excited about it, then I could light others. If I'm a match that's already gone out, I'm not going to light any other people's wicks. That's not going to happen. The ilumanik shav meitav lachirim divrei musar v'tachacha. I'm trying to uplift and light people up as man shalibu rachach mizeh. Right? It's, first, you have to be misakein, right? You want to be misakein mibachutz? You have to first do it yourself inside first. Number one. Number two, the other thought that he quotes from Hadrash V'Ha'iyun, that's the Reisha Rav, Rabbi Levine. Darkam shel tztukim b'chol adoros. Why did it dafka the tztukim? Because the tztukim believed, again, symbolically, you could bring values from all over the world and bring them into Judaism. And those values can be modified, but it's from without to within. And we believe, no. The values start with the Torah. Those values start with halacha. And then that radiates out, and we try to shape it, then shape our world based on those values. We've quoted many times in the past, kavate itim la Torah. We're koveya the itim to the Torah. We're not koveya the Torah to the itim. Right? The times have to fit the Torah, and not the opposite. And he says, let's read it. Yeah, the izderech of the tztukim. Shehim shoafim lahachlis tikunim v'chidushim bedat. They want to make all new things in the religion. Lufiyah dugma, shame roemi bachutz, whatever they see outside. Right? At the beginning of the reform, remember the 1800s, to bring the organ into the shul. The Chassam Sofer has a big tshuva about where the bima is supposed to be in the shul. Various things that, to copy what they do in the church. Mivakshim heim lakachas tikunim bachutz, lachnison lemikdashim jay Yisrael. And we say no. Chachmi son nechamu tamid milcham akasha. That's when the Drash V'Iyun lived in Poland in the 1800s. We go inside and we let the smoke of the Kodesh Kodashim radiate and shine out. And, in that way, to be able to be that Or Lagoyim that we are meant to be. Okay, moving right along, getting more about the avoda of Yom Kippurim. So I just got a new Sari Alafin. Sari Alafin we put in the past Rabbi Tversky, so I was able to be sent the new volume of the Sari Alafin, Rabbi Tversky from Chicago, and he quotes the following in source number 2. So we know that Kohen Gadol changed his clothing a lot on Yom Kippur. Big Day Lavan, Big Day Zav, Big Day Zav, Big Day Lavan, back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. He went to the mikvah 5 times. He washed his hands and his feet 10 times, right, the Mishnayos describe in Maseches Yuma. And Rashi quotes that. Rashi quotes this week's Parsha. Not everything, not every detail of the Avoda is said in the Pesukim. Right? The Pesukim say a lot, but then Torah Shabbal Peh fills in. Rav Soloveitchik once said, this is written, that he said he knew he loved the Avoda of Yom Kippur. He said if the Kohen Gadol would ever have to stop in the middle of the Avoda of Yom Kippur, he'd be able to continue. The only problem is that all Soloveitchiks are Levies, so he'll never be the Kohen Gadol. But at least theoretically, you know, he would be able to continue because it was his, it was so beloved to him. So the, but one of, we know that they keep switching by the Begadim. Whenever he goes into the Kodesh Kodashim, he takes off all the golden clothes because that's Ein Kategor Nasa Sanegar. It reminds Hashem of the Egel Azav, and therefore you only wear the Big Day Lavan, right? The four white. But when he goes outside, then he does the Avoda with the Big Day Zav, based on the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. So the Gemara, Rashi quotes that, Magish, Inim Hashamish, Lofanim, Bishamon, Begadim. So if even the tzitz, the special tzitz, and the choshen, special Begadim, doesn't wear that in the Kodesh Kodashim. Vishayin Kategor, Nasa Sanegar. El Barbaka, go ahead here. Vyesh Lahavin. I have a question, says the Sari Alafim. Shari Gam, Big Day Zav, Shal Kohen Gadol, Kippur, Abnei Yisrael. One of the Gemara tells us in Zvachim, Daf Peches, every beged of the 8 had atonement power. With the Kohen Gadol wore the me'il and the tzitz, and every aveira, tzitz is mechaper for us, gasus, and this is mechachoshen, mishpat is mechaper for this. Everything is mechaper. Avon mechaper alavodesko, chavim, me'il mechaper alashin hara. And the Gemara goes through each one. The me'il makes noise, and that's alashin hara. V'yimkein, lama inomrim gam behemi nechanegar nasasanegar. The Gemara says in Zvachim Beches, each one of the begadim, even the Big Day Zahav, achieve some element of kapara. But what do you mean? You can't use any gold to get any kapara. Right? The prosecutor and the defense attorney can't be the same item. So question one, how do we, the Gemara says that everything else achieves kapara also. And also, and we know the Kohen Gadol did wear the Big Day Zav on Yom Kippur, right? When he did the Avodah outside the Kodesh Kodashim. It wasn't like just put away. Oh, and also we know, Rachas Bamayim, Rashi quotes, line 15 now, Oso Hayom Ton Tfilo B'chol Chalifosav. As we know, between every switching of the Begadim, he went to the Mikvah. Starts off with the Zav, Zav, Lavan, Zav, Lavan, Zav. And that's how it went. He went into the Kodesh Kodashim more than once. Hayamachlev Mi'avodas Pinin Lavodas Chutz Mi'chutz L'Pinim. U'mishanim V'dezol L'Big Day Lavan, V'dezol L'Big Day Lavan. And between each time, he went to the Mikvah. And between each time, as we know, two Kiddushe Yadayim V'raglayim. V'yesh L'Havin, so ask the Sari Alafim, line 22. Bishlama Kishoya Machlev Mi'vedezol L'Big Day Lavan. I know when he's taken off his Big Days off, to put on his Big Day Lavan, to go into the Kodesh Kadashim, I understand why you have to go to the Mikvah. You're going into the Kodesh Kadashim. I understand why you have to do Kiddush Yadayim V'raglayim. Because you're going, so to speak, up. You're going up in Avodah. You're going into the Kodesh Kadashim. Me'achar she'olam mikdusha kal kdusha chamura. Avo madu aton tvila k'shemachlem maybe they love the Big Day Zav. But when you come out of the Kodesh Kadashim, and you're going to put on the Big Day Zav to do, so to speak, a lower level Avodah, because it's not in the Kodesh Kadashim, hare ein bazakim yurida mikdusha chamura l'kdusha kala. You're going down. So you're going down in Kedusha. So what do you have to go to the mikvah for? In past years, we've discussed why he has to go to the mikvah even after, before he puts on his own clothes at the end of the day. Different question. But here, why do you have to go in between? V'yef shalom, I suggest the Sari Alaf. Shebe emes, Big Day Zav, Morim al-Bal Tshuva. Really, the Big Day Zav and the Big Day Lavan symbolize two different types of people. Big Day Zav, and we're both of them at different times. Big Day Zav is about Tshuva. Why? Because Big Day Zav is about the Egel and the Tshuva that we did for the Egel. Shari also b'nei Yisrael tshuva al chet egel. Ubamakam ha'ishtamshus imazal avodah zara. Instead of using the gold for avodah zara like we did, mishtamshim, what do we use the gold for? To do avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. It's unbelievable. We're misakein the chet. Ubig day, so the Big Day Zav symbolize a bal tshuva. Big Day Lavan, white, That symbolizes tzaddik yisod olam. A tzaddik meula, tzaddik that's always been a tzaddik. Ubeit Yelavan nekiyim mikol kesem, the Beit Yelavan clean from any stain, mar mal tzaddik gamur, shemei olam lachata, they never sinned. So you understand, move on Shabbamis, there is in Aliyah, you have to go to the mikvah before you put on the big day zav. Why? Because what does the Gemara say? In a certain sense, Malkam Shabali Tshuva Omdin, Ein Tzadikim Gemur Michon Lamocham. If we never had a challenge and we were always perfect, that's a great Mila. But you know, in a certain sense, the Gemara says, if I failed, if I messed up and I overcame and I was able to then succeed, there's nothing greater than that. There's nothing greater than to fail and then get up. Moshe Rabbeinu sometimes failed and got up. Right? Man, nobody was perfect. There were four people that were perfect, but they weren't the leaders of Klal Yisrael. We discussed that in the past too. But the Gemara says, Malkam Shabali Tshuva Omdin. So that's why when you put on the big day Zav, you also have to go to the mikvah. Because that's also an Aliyah in a certain sense. But now he explains, so why are the big day Zav used outside and the big day Lavan used inside? The Kodesh Kadashim. That's what the Gemara says. So why is that? Avobamas Yej Livchon Es HaTshuva. He says, let's think back to that tshuva that Klal Yisrael did in Chayta Egel. Shazar Yisrael Chayta Egel. Shaharei Echad Mitnaya Tshuva. He has Aziva Sachet. We know one of the conditions for tshuva is Aziva Sachet, not doing it again. Right? Kabbalah Ala Asid. Right? The Rambam talks about the three parts of Vidui. You have to, turning the page now, source number three. Shetzarech Achote, Lazov Achote, Chayt. Remember that lashon of the Rambam? That Hashem has to be made, so to speak, that I'm not going to do it again. Vihine, line four. In order to really not do it again and be in a state where aziva sachet, muchrach, it's only possible shemikodem yikach adam achrayis malei achatav. If I take achrayis for my actions, if I really think about it's up to me to change, it's up to me to make a difference in my life, then there's a chance. But if I have the attitude that there was some other excuse that made me do it, then I'm not going to stop doing it. If I don't take that achrayus to make my life different, to change what I've been doing, so then I'm not going to change because it's blamed on somebody else. The only way that could be guaranteed that I'm not going to do it again, that I'm going to really have aziva sachet, is if I don't blame anybody else except myself. If I blame anyone else, then it's not me. I'm not guilty. And if it happens again, I'll probably fall again because I'm not taking the achrayus. And then he quotes an unbelievable vart. I've had this medrash before, but I never saw this shot of it. Says from quotes from the Sefer Yiram Hayam on the Medrash in Bereishis. The Medrash in Bereishis says that when Hashem came to Adam after he ate and said, "Nu, what you do?" And what does Adam say? Ha'isha shanasati madi nasali. It's her fault. It's her fault. The Medrash says on that pasuk, you know what Adam says? Achalti va'ochel od. I ate from the tree. You know what? And I'll eat again. And all the Baalei Mefarshim wonder, you know, what does that mean? What kind of, that's what you say to Hashem? Yeah, I did it, then I'll do it again. That's terrible. Achaldi v'ochalod, so what's the pshat? L'chor yipale, eichei is Adam Arishon, yitzir kapav shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How does Hashem, the yitzir kapav of Hashem, l'dabar b'chutz b'kazu, achaldi v'ochalod? So he explains, the Yiram Hayam says, no, beautiful. Adam didn't take achrayas for his actions. What did Adam do? Adam said it's her fault. The second that Adam said it's her fault, the Medrash says, you're going to do it again. Because if I don't say it's up to me to make a difference, to change my actions, then I'm going to fall again. Not that Adam actually said that, but by the fact that he gave an excuse means that he's not at the stage of tshuva. Shemayach ha-shehashem Adam ha-rishon is ishto ba-amro. Remember the psukim? You don't even need chazal for this. Remember the psukim in the Haftorah for Parsha Zohar? Right, about Sefer Shmuel? And this year, actually, in Purim Meshulash, they laid it twice in a row in Yerushalayim. Same Haftorah 2 weeks in a row. But if you remember, Shmuel comes to Shaul and says, what do you do? You didn't kill the Amalekim. And Shaul says, what do you mean? I did exactly what I was supposed to do. So first he denied it. Then he says, no, you didn't. I hear the animals. And it was the people that made me do it. Right? Ha'am heviyum. Until finally Shmuel starts walking away and Shaul rips his clothing, and until he says chatasi without excuses, Shmuel did not accept his tshuva. Excuses don't lead to anything. So vahashta. So Chazal tell us, getting back to our issue now, by the Cheta Egel, we did tshuva, but you know what? It wasn't a perfect tshuva. It was an outward tshuva. But inside, you know what we said? Hashem, you gave us so much gold. And we just left Mitzrayim. You know, like what? All this gold. And Moshe used that as a defense at one time. Right? Look what he says on the Vidi Zahav, you see on the top left. Ribono Shel Olam. Moshe says to Hashem, Bishul Kesev Izav Sheishpata Lehem LiYisrael Ad She'amru Dai, Hu Garam Shos Egel. You gave them so much. Right? Like Chazal gave those messages. So Mamela, there was a little chisaron on the outside. It looked like a tshuva, but on the inside, we didn't take full responsibility. Says the, sorry, Alafim, you know what? So on the outside, you could use the big day Zahav to bring kapara. But on the inside, when you go into the Kodesh Kadashim, no. Big day Lavan. Because you're not on that level of tshuva. Not on the big day Lavan level of tshuva, the perfect Nimsa, line 16. Shebofen chitzoni. On the outward side, Morim Bigdi Azav, Al Shuvas B'nai Yisrael, beautiful. She Odem as Hashem Yisbarach. V'Alkein Bechitzonius. HaMikdash Shimesh HaKohen Gadol Dafka Bigdi Azav. On the outside, Avo Ofen Pnimi, Mishamish Azav, Katakategar. Inside, no Kategar, because we weren't there perfectly yet. That's why we had a number of mess ups in Sefer Bamidbar also. L'maisa, so that's the message of the Bigdi Azav, the Bigdi Lavan. What's the message for us? He says, "Vanogel avodaseinu hi shebemeshach yimeichayov makir koladem esatchumim pisanu gusom midosav sheinam gurai." We all have areas that we need to improve. We all have areas that we could do better. Ben adam lamakom and ben adam lachavero. We all have those areas where we can limit. Right, this parasha kadoshim to you. So we just have to be honest with ourselves. He writes, and vatkuva harishona on the bottom now. Lahakel hashem. Our first immediate reaction usually is an excuse. I'm not succeeding because. Right? I'm not controlling myself because. We have to leave out the because. Right? We have to leave out the because. At what stage of our life already? Whenever it is, in lo achshav emasai, as it says in Pirkei Avos. And therefore, if we take responsibility, we could do unbelievable things. Unbelievable things. That's what we learn from the Big Day Zav and the Big Day Lavan. Okay. One more thought relating to Avodas Yom HaKippurim. So we have towards the famous pasuk that we say in davening, Ki vayom hazeh yechaper aleichem, at the end, L'tar eschem mikochat osichem, mikochat echazeh b'vnei shem todaro. It's been pointed out, we pointed out in the past, the Vilna Gaon, the Graz comment, that the word Yom Kippur is not mentioned until the end of this whole section. Right, it says Bizos Yavo Aaron Al Kodesh, and only at the end it says, and do this on Yom Kippur. And the Gruz suggested, if you remember, that really the Kohen Gadol could do this any day of the year if he wants to go into the Kodesh Kodashim. Bizos Yavo Aaron Al Kodesh. You could do this any day of the year and go in. You have to do it on Yom Kippur. Have to do it on Yom Kippur. Okay. But Yom Kippur, we have Kapara, we have Tara. We're unbelievable. At the end of Yom Kippur, we are pure. We are clean. Ask the Arvei Nachal, one of the great masters. Source number 4, it's quoted there. Tzorach Lahavin. We know the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Kalo Kala Kitzim Edaratali Ela B'tshuva. We know all the different stages of Mashiach coming are gone. The only thing that's left is tshuva. We need everybody to do tshuva. V'davar Tagoli V'diyadua. Shem Hayu Kol Yisrael Shavim B'tshuva V'rega Echad. All Jews will do tshuva at one moment. Mashiach will come. So ask the Arvei Nachal. Why does the Mashiach come right after Yom Kippur? Right after Yom Kippur, all Jews, all of us are, you know, pure and tahar. Right? So why does the Mashiach come? So here in the Sefer L'Shabech Basil HaSecha, which is one of the, collections of thoughts from Rav Chaim Kanievsky, by Rabbi Pest in this one. So, 3 answers. He says, number 1, maybe not every Jew has done tshuva. Rachmana Litzlan. A large percentage of Jews do Yom Kippur. But everyone, we still have our work to do. Those who do Yom Kippur still have work to do for those who don't do Yom Kippur. That's his third idea. Line 15. Yesh Yom Kippur, there are some that don't do tshuva. And we don't paskin that Yom Kippur is machaper even without tshuva. Number one. So we still have our work to do. Number two, the first answer that he quotes is, "Du'ulai miyad b'motzei Yom Kippur kfar chatanu." I don't know if there's a second. Right after Yom Kippur, what do we say? V'hu rachum. V'hu rachum? Like what? We should have rachmanis? We're clean. No chatoim. There must be something there if we say v'hu rachum. I don't know what, but there must be something there. And the third idea is, you're right, if every Jew would do tshuva at the same moment in the world, right after Yom Kippur, we're good. You know what the problem is? Time zones. Time zones is the problem. Time zones was created by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Remember, Chaim Volozhin says, where time zones were created, Hashem could have created a globe with all the same time. He could have done that. No jet lag. Hashem could have done that. But he didn't. Why? So that it's always daytime at some place in the world and somebody's always learning Torah. Because if the world would cease to learn Torah, for 1 second, the world would cease to exist. So if it's 2 o'clock in the morning everywhere at the same time, it'll be pretty hard. It'll be pretty hard. In Volozhin, they had an around the clock. They took this seriously. That they had a mishmar that they did it over and over and over again. But in any case, so it's not the end of Yom Kippur in the same place at every moment. Right, where it finishes Yom Kippur in Eretz Yisrael, you know, California's got another 10 hours. Right, so it's not the same. It's not the same, and that's why maybe by the time that people in California are being cleansed, you know, those of us 10 hours ahead maybe aren't on the perfect, you know, status anymore. So that's three ideas about why Yom Kippur is hasn't worked for us yet to bring us Geula. Okay, so we finish the Avodah of Yom HaKippurim, and then we have a lot related to blood. Where we have the Isra of eating blood, we have the mitzvah of covering blood, Kisui Adam, we have the Isra of Shchutei Chutz, the Isra of shechting a carbon outside the base of Mikdash, which the Pasuk says, it's like spilling blood. The Pasuk compares it, very strong comparison. Dam Yechashev L'Ishahu Dam Shafach. If you shech the carbon outside the base of Mikdash, you spilled blood. Wow. Very strong lashon. The nechrasos. There's a lot of blood halachas, and then after that, after all the blood halachas and kares, then we have a couple of psukim before we get to Arias, before we get to the world of Arias, which comes up both in Achremos and in Kedoshim. Right? The pasuk says, Perek Yudches. Vayidaber Hashem Moshe Limar. Dabrei Bnei Yisrael Amar Tali Amani Hashem Elokeichem. I am Hashem your God. Kemasi Eretz Mitzrayim Asher Yishavtim Ba Losasu. Like what you saw in Mitzrayim, don't do what you saw in Mitzrayim. Don't do that. Ukamasi Eretz Kanan, Ashurani, maybe Eschem Shama, Lo Tasu. Don't do like where you came from, and don't do like where you're going to. Mitzrayim and Kanan. Uvuchukosam Lo Selechu. And that's the general law. Says Rashi, why Dafka are these two singled out? Don't do like Mitzrayim, where you came from, and don't do like Eretz Kanan, where you're going to. Magid, says Rashi, Shema'aseim shall Mitzrayim, v'shal Kananiim, Mikulkalim mikol ha'umos. They're the worst. Va'oso makam sheyashvu bo Yisrael mikulkal menakol. It's the worst. What you saw was the worst. So don't do like Mitzrayim and don't do like Canaan. Ask the Ksav Sofer. There's a great son of the Chasam Sofer. Source number 5. Vitzarech la'ayin. Halo al ma'isim she'en mikulkalim kolkach anu mitzuvim. Don't do like the terrible, terrible things in Mitzrayim and in Canaan. And what about the things that are less terrible? We're also not allowed to do that. But if it's only half Mekulkal, we're not allowed to do even a little bit Mekulkal. Why does the Torah say, don't do like these worst places? V'havile lahazhir al hakal v'kol shekein al hachamur. Right? We should have had, you know, Hashem should have said, don't even do like the best of the umost. Kavachomer, the worst of the umos. Don't even do like the best of the umos. L'cheniyirali the farish says the Ksav Sofer. There's something deeper going on here. It has to do with our kavanas about our whole life, about being an eved Hashem. De'ein ba lahazhir shelo yasu k'maseim hagruim. It's not talking about the actions themselves. It's talking about the attitude of the other nations when they follow their actions. When they follow their religious precepts. Ella, Bala Hazir Otanu, Shlonaze Mitzvah Hashem, Ke'ein Shemitzrayim Shomer Mezdatam. Don't do the mitzvahs of HaKadosh Baruch Hu like every other country follows their rules, even their religious rules. Every nation, and most nations are countries. Every nation and countries, they have their own rules that are needed for societal governance. V'hu adas hanikreis das tivi umedini. Right, most rules out there, in every country, the rules are societal norms. To be able to, so you fulfill Pirkei Avos, you don't have ishes re'eo chayim bla'o. You don't ishes chavero. Right, you don't swallow each other up, you have rules. You have traffic rules, you have legal law, you have financial rules, yeah, well, that's all. Vayin b'sefer ikarim, b'sefer ikarim. Aval datenu, but we don't follow the rules because society functions well with these rules. We follow the rules because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wrote these rules. Aval datenu hu elokis. V'tziva lanu Hashem al pi Moshe avdo. Shelo nishmar v'nase ha-mitzvus. Don't do the mitzvahs like the Mitzrayim that you saw and like the Kananim that you will see. Shemitzrayim v'Kananim osim u'mishamrim daitam. Don't follow in the attitude. Don't follow like they follow. It's not talking about the content of the laws. It's talking about the attitude of the laws. Ela shenishma, attitude of the people. Shenishma ha-mitzvahs b'shul shetziva Hashem osam u'mitzvah la'asas b'son konenu. Again, it doesn't mean to totally, if a mitzvah makes sense, doesn't mean to totally divorce the mitzvah. It's only Ratzon Hashem. Right? Somebody once gave the mashal, somebody once said that they felt that somebody came to, a Rebbe came to, was in the hospital. And then some Talmud came to visit the Rebbe. And, the Talmud said, Rebbe, is there anything I can do for you? No, I'm okay. Okay, Rebbe, I'm gonna daven for you. Rebbe, should I call the nurse for you? No. Okay. Hope you feel better. And the Rebbe felt like he was more of an object, and he says to his student, I'm not your chefza of Biker Cholim. Right? Biker Cholim, not something like that you, right? You don't just go through the motions. And Rav Chaim Shmuel Levitz writes in one of his sichos, if we service our parents without any thinking and recognizing their chashivus, then we're missing the whole point of kibud av v'em. Right? I bring my father a cup of tea, and I help him with his slippers, and I'm not machshiv him at all. I think that I'm much higher and better. Says Rav Chaim Shmuel Levitz, that's not the kibud av v'em is supposed to bring you, and go with the natural. So the Chasam Sofer is not saying to totally divorce that if there are certain mitzvahs and especially Ben Adam Chavero, to it has to bring it to a certain recognition. But in general, mitzvahs are not just there for normative practice. The Torah is not just a normative. And that's why we study the mitzvahs, even the mitzvahs that don't apply to us, even the shittas that we don't paskin like. And that's what it says. Kamas Eretz Mitzrayim, Kamas Eretz Kanan. Hakavana. Ba'ofan she'em osim kivi chok daitam. Lo tasu. Don't follow them. Kamoham dimyon she'em osim. Es mishpatei tasu shechok ha'tishru. You know why? Ani Hashem. Rach b'shul she'ani Hashem. That's why you follow the mitzvos. Ushmaidu b'chuk v'tash ha'atav v'chai bohem. You do the mitzvos, you really live. You really live. Eilu mitzvos she'batorah. She'em l'to'eles chayes ha'adam. Yefshir biladam. And the chai bohem, if you remember the chazal, the Kabbalistic sources, how every mitzvah is keneged a certain part of our body, and every losaseh is a sinew, and we give spiritual nourishment to each of our body parts, losalava, by doing the mitzvahs and staying away from the averus. Okay. So that takes us, that's our fourth thought, which is at the end of Achremos, that means we have to get on to Kedoshim, because we have to give equal time to the Parshias. There's even a halacha, right? That's why Revi'i is the transition aliyah. You got 3.5 in the first Parsha and 3.5 in the second Parsha, right? For whenever you have a double Parsha. So we have at the beginning of Kedoshim, Daber el kol alas b'nei Yisrael amart aleihem. Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, gather all the Jewish people, that's Hakel, everybody there, Kedoshim to you, ki kadosh ani Hashem alkechem. Be kadosh. Be kadosh. And as we know, Rashi quotes, what does it mean to be kadosh? Stay away from Arias, because it's right after the parsha of Arias. And the question that's asked Rav Chaim Soloveitchik, Rav Chaim Brisker in Torah number 6, Toras Chaim, collection of his thoughts, wonders, he wonders this at the end of the piece, It's either or. It's like Kadosh or Gili Arayis. It's like those two extremes. Like what? Like why can't you have something in the middle? Right? Either Kadoshim to you, and if you're not Kadosh, then what does Kadosh mean? Stay away from Gili Arayis. So explains Reb Chaim Soloveitchik. Noeg Lomar B'shem Magad Echad, quoting someone. He says, Am Yisrael are a different Bria. Hashem created us in a way. And again, he's careful not to say Chas V'Shalom. I wouldn't say Chas V'Shalom, but it's not a question of better, but different. Different. If I ask you, is an animal better than a plant? Is it better? It's just different. Sometimes you need a plant more than an animal, right? There are plants, there are animals, and there's differences, right? And a Kohen has more Kedusha than a Yisrael. I'm not a Kohen. So I accept the fact that there are more people that are more Kadosh than me, right? He can't go into a cemetery and I can, because he has Kedushas Kahuna. But is that, so Reb Chaim would say, I don't know what he'd say about that, but he writes here in source number 6, Am Yisrael hu ama nivchar, kamo she'omer matov v'chartonu mikol ha'amim. Hashem chose us. Why do we have this status? Because our great-great-great-great-grandfather chose Hashem. So Hashem chose him to be that Or LaGoyim. But to be an Or LaGoyim, the Or has to be different. The sun has to be different than the moon. Right? The Or, the source, shines out. Am Yisrael havi uma kishar umos. So are we just quantitatively, like there are seven mitzvahs b'nei Noach, and then there's 613, it's just a quantitative jump? No. It's a qualitative jump. We're a cheftza acheres, as he calls it. Right, cheftza acheres. And he says similar, to remember the Kuzari and other Rishonim, domim someh chayim edaber, the levels of being. Right? Is a plant just quantitatively different than the earth? Is an animal just quantitatively different than a plant? No. It's a different chefza. It's a different chefza. Right? With a different purpose. Not better. We need plants to live. So yes, there's a chain. There are steps. But we need plants to live, and we need animals to live, and we need people, and we need dirt. So explains Reb Chaim, he says, that's Am Yisrael too. Am Yisrael is a different Bria. Right? Others say this by Havdalah. Right? By Havdalah we say, Ben Kodesh L'chol, Ben Or L'choshech, Ben Yisrael L'amim. They're all Havdalahs. Or and Choshech are different. Right? They're different. And he says, that's what he says in the continuation, but he says, this explains our pasuk based on the story in Ksubis. We've mentioned this in other contexts. Ksubis Samach Vav. It's quoted on the bottom, source in the line 5. Tanur Rabbanan Ma'aseh b'Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai. Yochanan Zakkai, the leader of the Jewish people at the time of the Churban, was after the Churban, was walking in the streets of Yerushalayim. V'ayu Talmidav Mahalchan Achar, Rabbanan's Talmidim were there. Ra Riba Achas, he sees a young girl who was trying to gather barley. Barley is even animal fodder. But the only thing she could find is she was trying to gather barley, mibein gloli behentan shalaravim. Between the dung, right, the waste of the animals, she was gathering some barley seeds to eat. She was starving. And she runs over to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai and says, help me, Amra lo Rebbe, Parnaseni. He says to her, Biti Mazmiyat, who are you? She says, I'm the daughter of Nachdimon ben Gurion. One of the richest, right, one of the wealthiest people in Yerushalayim, pre-Churban. I'm the daughter. And what does Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai answer? Very, very strange. Very strange. Turn over the page. What's the first word that he says? Line 4. Bach Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, v'amar. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai starts crying, v'amar. Ashreichem Yisrael. Praised are you, B'nai Yisrael. When you do Ritzono Shel Makom, you're on top of the world. When you don't do Ritzono Shel Makom, you're on the bottom of the world. So everyone asks, what are those two words to introduce? He should just cry and say, oy vey, we're in such a terrible state. What does he say? Praised are you, the Jewish people. Ashreichem Yisrael. When you do good, you're great. When you do bad, you're not great. What's Ashreichem Yisrael? So explains Rav Chaim Soloveitchik. And it's based on a Maharal. The Maharal also has this. We are two extremes. We're either on top of the world or the bottom of the world. That's our essence. The Maharal, he doesn't quote it. The Maharal gives a mashal. A bird, he says a bird is more spiritual than other animals. How do you know that? The bird could fly up into the heavens. There's more ruchnius in a bird and there's more gashmius in a hippopotamus. Right? But a bird. And yet, says the Maharal, what happens if a bird breaks its wing and a bird is walking around on the ground? That bird is going to die very soon. Why is it going to die? Why isn't it like just stomp another animal that doesn't have a wing? Because a bird has the potential to fly. And if it can't fly, that's it. It's not just like another animal. B'nai Yisrael, we have the ability to fly. We're like that bird. That's why we're compared to birds. That's what the Maharal says. And therefore we're different. We have a responsibility. Rachmana Litzlan, there were those that called the Sefer Kuzari a racist because he said this type of idea. Chas v'shalom. No, it's a different purpose. Rabbi Jonathan Sachs has pointed out, we're the only religion that believes that there's a purpose for Jews and a purpose for non-Jews. The other religions believe that the goal of life is for everybody to come to that religion. We don't believe that. When Mashiach comes, not everybody's going to become Jewish. That's not the goal. Right? A person could be Hasidi almost Olam and go to Olam Haba. But says Reb Chaim, that's Kedoshim Tiyu and Gili Arayis. Because we have so much potential to be Kedoshim Tiyu, but if not, we fall down. And we get to the low of the low. Okay. Moving right along. An unbelievable thought. When I saw this first thought, I was very excited about it. I try to be excited about every thought, but like we said, the first thought, be on fire first. But this is one that one could use. If you look in the beginning of Kedoshim, Ishimova Vifti Rova Shapsosai Tishmaru. So be in awe of your parents. Be in awe of your parents. So we understand that. Be in awe of your parents, as we were just talking about. What does Rashi say on being in awe? What's Mora? Mora Avaim. What does Rashi say? He gives examples. He gives examples of what Mora Avaim is. Lo Yeshev Bimkomo. Lo Yidaber Bimkomo. Lo Yister Asdvarav. Don't contradict your parents. Don't sit in their seat. He gives examples. Asks Rav Yerucham Levavitz, the Das Torah. Why wasn't Warren Chazal happy with just the Pashup shot of the Pasuk? Mora, hold your parents in high esteem. Be in awe of them. What do we need? What do we need the examples that Rashi gives? See, he says maybe you could answer it. Skipping now, but you could answer it with the question that many have on a Gemara and Shabbos Lamed Aleph. Remember the Gemara and Shabbos Lamed Aleph? Lamed Aleph, Lamed Aleph. Hillel, the three converts and Hillel and Shammai. Right, we're going to do the next paragraph first, then we're going to come back. Hillel, he comes to Hillel, teach me all of Torah, one of the three converts. Remember, teach me Torah, I want to be the Kohen Gadol. Teach me Torah, only Torah Shebichsav. Teach me Torah as I stand on one foot. Omid al regalachas. And what does he say? Shammai throws him out. What does Hillel say? Da'aloch sani l'chavrach lo sevid. What is hated to you, don't do to your friend. Zui kala Torah kula. This is the whole Torah. And the rest go learn. Right? Which is basically V'yaflarecha kamocha, a pasuk later in our parsha. Right? What you don't want done to you, don't do to your friend. Asks Rabbi Yerucham, one second. And many other ask, why didn't Hillel just quote the pasuk, V'yaflarecha kamocha? Why did he quote the negative? What you don't want done to you, don't do to your friend. Just quote the pasuk. It's a great opportunity to teach a pasuk to a ger. Explains Rabbi Yerucham, because mitzvahs of feelings are never meant to remain feelings. Mitzvahs of feelings always have to be grounded and anchored in action. Avas Hashem is not just a feeling. Avas Hashem has to be translated to doing things that Hashem likes, because you love Hashem. So you do think that Hashem, what does the Rambam have Sefer Ahava? Just thinking about this now. Sefer Ahava of the Rambam. What does he talk about in Sefer Ahava? Kriyat Shema and Tefillah and Mila and Tzitzis and Tefillin. Where does he talk about Avas Hashem? Not in Sefer Ahava. The end of Mada. Because Ava, you have to translate Ava, you have to translate it into actions. So says Rabbi Yerucham, that's why Hillel said, didn't just say, love your friend. Oh, that's great, really nice. Love my friend. No, Hillel said, don't do to your friend what you don't like done to yourself. Action. And it's the same thing, says Rabbi Yerucham, Mora Avaim. It's not just about, yes, it is holding them in high esteem, like we said before from Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, but it's got to be translated and anchored in action. Because if we're not anchored in action, then it's just not gonna work. Right? You see, go back now to the source number 8, line 7. L'meidem anu mizu agamara klal gadol. V'zeh klal gam b'chol mitzvah shebetorah. Afilu elu mitzvahs levavios. Even those heart mitzvos. Kamo emuna b'ashem, avas Hashem, yiras Hashem. V'chadom aharbe mehen, lots of them. Hini l'kiyim mitzvah san tzorach dafka l'halbish ha-mitzvah. You have to clothe the mitzvah. Beza Maisa Shehu. You have to anchor it and clothe it. Ki al kei nikra ma mitzvahs. What are mitzvahs? Mitzvahs ase. mitzvahs lo taseh. That's what we call them. We call them do's and don't do's. Right? That's what a mitzvah is. And therefore, it says, Rav Yerucham, that's what you learn from the examples given by Chazal, and that's what you learn from Hillel, who told the Ger, you know, the negative, l'chavrach l'sevid, and not the other way. Okay. There is so many mitzvahs in Parshas Kedoshim, and every mitzvah is another one. I have just two more thoughts. Arla. The mitzvah of Arla. The Torah tells us by Shlishi, whenever you plant a fruit tree, Arla. First 3 years, Arla. Right, this is one of the, maybe it's not, mitzvah tzuliyah ba'aretz, right? One of the mitzvahs that apply everywhere in the world. Right? The halacha moshe b'Sinai or the Rabbanan. Arla applies in chutz la'aretz. If I plant a tree in chutz la'aretz, I'm not allowed to enjoy the fruits the first 3 years. The halacha is safek arla's mutter. That's why you don't have to be makpid about safek arla in chutz la'aretz. But arla. If you look at Rabbeinu Bachai, he quotes 5 or so, maybe 6 ideas about arla. Arla. So why is it that we can't partake of the fruit the first couple of years? So we'll just go through some of his reasons. Some of his tamei mitzvahs. Ultimately, like we said before, why don't we do it? Because Hashem said so. But there are other tamim that we could learn. Tamei mitzvah, lasi is covered like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. First one he quotes, I think it's from the Ramban also. May apriya rishon agamur. We want to give Hashem the first fruits. Sheba artzeinu. We want to give Hashem the first fruits. But the problem is we know that the first couple of years a tree does not produce so well. So we're going to give Hashem the first fruits, like the first year, we're going to give him the 2 rotten pomegranates. That's it. And then the next year, the first couple of years, the most trees don't produce too many fruit. The first 3 years, very little fruit. Vein bo tamoreach. They don't smell so good. They don't taste so good. So we want to give Hashem the first, but we also want to give Hashem good ones. So that's why we say the first 3 years, nothing. The fourth year, we give it to Hashem. Netzer Ravai. Because that's the first good substantive year. Eino roish and nakrivo so lefnei Hashem. The first couple of years. V'rov ilanos, eino mozi emperes, hachana revius. Levisha kocho, eino nigmar betoch shalosh. And therefore we wait. Therefore, we wait. There is a big halachic discussion, parenthetically, right? You have certain fruit, you have, I forgot exactly which one it was, but, what? Passion fruit, yeah, that they only exist for a couple of years, and then they die. They only produce fruit for a couple, so is there arla if it only produces fruit for like 2 or 3 years? And then there's no more fruit. Could you say arla? That's a major machlokas aposkin. Some say, yeah, arla is arla. And others say, no, arla is about, you know, the first going, but if you're not going to have any, so maybe that's not called a tree. There's different days. So Zerah ben Abachai, number one, you want to give Hashem the best, but you also want to give him the first. That's why you have to wait. V'chein b'teva atolus min adam atzmo. And that's why also a person reaches a certain maturity level at age 3. That's where the idea of having an upsharing comes. Okay. Alkein ba mitzvah zo shlo nitim me'anatiyah shenatanu arevein akopi arishon. You bring the good ones to Hashem. Number one. He also quotes Miderach Hateva Od Ki Apri B'Toch Shaloshanam Yei Mazik. The first couple of years, maybe it's dangerous. Certain fruit are dangerous. So Hashem wants us to stay away from that. Okay. Next, Al Derech HaMedrash. Oh, he quotes the Medrash about what I just mentioned. Maybe this is all a reference to people, right? It says later on in Parsha Shoftim Ki HaAdam Eitz HaSadeh. So it refers to people. A certain chinuch begins at 3. Right? When a person turns 3, that's after their 3rd year. Right? So that's why it's parallel to Arla. After 3, what the Gemara talks about, age 3 is really the beginning of chinuch. Beginning of chinuch. Right? Doesn't mean he's got to get his first haircut then. That is, some do that. But chinuch, try to teach him Torah. Right? Aviv mekadsho l'Torah. Hilulim Hashem, Shumahala HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right, and then 3, age 5, right? different stages. Bin Chamesh Lamikra, Esa Lamishna, as he talks about, that there's a process, so maybe we could be parallel to that process that we have. Okay. Then he quotes, as Rabbeinu Bachayit often does, al derech ha medrash, al derech ha seichel, al derech kabbalah. So he quotes al derech ha seichel, right? He quotes another maybe philosophical thought, patama mitzvah zos. Hashamayim v'ha'aretz heim siba lotzo asapri. Earth and heaven combine to create fruit. Earth and heaven with the hand of God. B'koach elyon v'heim b'dimyon ha'zachar v'anakeva. And Shemayim v'aretz is like, you know, there's a mating between a male and a female. There's a mating between heaven and earth. Right? The Gemara talks about the rain comes down and that propagates the earth and then the grass comes out. That's like a male and a female. You know, the Gemara, v'holi da v'hitz smicha, right? Yeshayahu HaNavi says, v'holi da, right? It's like the mazria. V'zepol v'zemakabel, right? The Shemayim gives and the earth accepts. Zeinyin ha'kasev alamater habam and ha'shamayim, right? He quotes it, v'holi da v'hitz smicha. V'ad shalosh shanim ein earth maskemes v'bishal apri. As we said before, he's just giving it a little more background, right? The first 3 years, it's not complete. If we would participate, if we would consume, says Rabbeinu Bachayit, in the first 3 years, it would be a kind of denial of the heaven and earth's participation, obviously as Yedei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the process of this fruit. We're jumping the gun. V'zer kamara atzmo she'en lo chelek b'shamayim v'aretz. V'en lo chelek HaKadosh Baruch, I'm doing my own thing. I'm not waiting for, so to speak, nature to take its course to produce the best fruit. V'yonola b'lo reshus shamal v'shamata. Heaven and earth did not give me rishus, authority to take it yet. Right? Only until once it's totally formed and totally ripe. So this is kind of giving a little more background to the first thought. So maybe that's another reason why. To stay away symbolically, to allow, so to speak, nature to take its course and flourish, and then I'll participate. The last thought he quotes before he says Dar Kabbalah, which I didn't give you, he quotes from the Rambam. The Rambam in Mor Nevuchim, which the Rambam does often in Mor Nevuchim, the Rambam anti-Avodah Zara. Many mitzvahs. The Rambam says other things in Mishnah Torah. Sometimes the Ramban jumps on the Rambam. How can he say it's just anti-Avodah Zara? By Karbanos, famously. The Karbanos are just anti-Avodah Zara. The Rambam talks about Karbanos elsewhere. Right? But he says, for the Rambam, he says, over the Avodah Zara, the idolaters in those days used to do special magic to make fruit grow fast. And Hashem says, no, don't grow fast. You know, take your time and be patient. And that's what we do. No, don't be like the Ovdi Avodah Zarah. Don't be like the idolaters. And in that way, keep us away from Avodah Zarah. So many different ideas given by Rabbeinu Bachayit. Last thought for the evening. I didn't have space to put the titles. I put it a little diagonally. From Rabbi Sachs, Judaism's Life-Changing Ideas. He talks about an overarching idea in Parshas Kedoshim. Parshas Kedoshim, as we know, many point out, it flips back and forth. There's no specific order, it seems. Right? You have stealing, and you have Arla, and you have Lifnei Iver, and you have Avdei Rechel Kamocha, and Revenge, and Arayas. And Pigel, and Leket, and Shechacha, and Avodah Zarah. Back and forth and back and forth. What's the message? What's the message of all these mitzvahs going back and forth and back and forth? So many discuss this. We've discussed it in the past. He focuses on the two mitzvahs of love are mentioned within all these other rules also. Loving a friend, V'avta Recha Kamocha, and loving the ger is also mentioned. Within these psukim. So Rabbi Sachs notes, there are general ideas. He's going to give a specific idea why these two, V'yavta Recha Kamocha and V'yavta Recha Ger, why those two are surrounded by these other limitations. Says the Rabbi Sachs now on the next page in source number 12. He says at first glance, these laws have nothing to do with one another. Some are about conscience, some are about politics and economics, others about purity and taboo. Clearly, though, I'm on the right side, on page 165, on the bottom. Clearly, though, the Torah is telling us they all have something in common. They're all about order, limits, and boundaries. Think about almost all of them. Peah, leave this for the ani. Leave this. Pigel, you only have a certain amount of time to eat this. Think about it properly. A limit, right? This, some of the other psukim. Stealing, lying, limits, cursing others, limit your mouth. It's all about limitations. But this is also integrated with the love mitzvahs. So why there are so many mitzvahs about limits along with the love mitzvahs? Says Rabbi Sacks, because love also has limits. And sometimes if we really love, we have to create limits. And again, you could look in all the parenting books that comes up in, but he says, loving children doesn't mean saying yes to children all the time. Right? Children really want limits. And Rabbi Sacks says, the love mitzvos, loving, a ger, loving anybody. Avraham Avinu loved all people, but you know what? He had to have some yira also. A significant number of parents today, he says, fail to socialize their children. They indulge them. They do not teach them rules. There are, he argues, complex reasons for this. Lack of attention, parents are busy, don't have time for the demanding task of teaching discipline, v'chulu, and he continues. Partly, though, at last page, he says, is because modern parents are simply paralyzed by the fear that they will no longer be liked or even loved by their children if they chastise them for any reason. They are afraid to damage their relationship by saying no. They fear the loss of their children's love. The result is that they leave their children dangerously unprepared for a world that will not indulge their wishes, and they'll get plenty of no's in their life, outside of the family. And that's what he says, Kedoshim teaches us real love has limits like every other mitzvah. Real love, not sentimental, self-deceiving substitute, belongs. Without order, love merely adds to the chaos. Misplaced love could lead to parental neglect, producing spoiled children with a sense of entitlement who are destined for an unhappy, unsuccessful, unfulfilled adult life. He's spoken about parents and children, but it really applies to all relationships that we have need borders. We can't let our good friends walk all over us. We could talk about it with them. There are limits. You know, rabbis and congregants, anyone, there are limits to every love, and that makes the love cherished. And that's what he says, you have these love mitzvahs throughout. But again, remember, throughout the mitzvah we mentioned in the past, but Adon Malchum El Chaveiro intertwined, because we know to be a full, complete Jew, you got to do both. And one can't excel in one without the other, and we have to make sure that whatever we're good at, we got to work on the other one. So Hashem, we should all have the Siyata D'Shmaya. Achremos Kedoshim, a lot of mitzvahs, double parsha, shall be zochet to be able to fulfill all the mitzvahs in the parsha to the best of our abilities. Okay, we'll stop here. And you got to turn off the other one too. Turn off the, one second.